Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night that the FBI is only looking for evidence on a single phone, not trying to spy on iPhone users. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Ohio Governor John Kasich surprised many with his debate performance last night.
Ohio Governor John Kasich stayed above the fray in the Detroit debate, refusing to insult and attack his opponents. Kasich spoke of getting the federal government out of people's lives and letting local officials run their towns.
They don't need somebody from Washington galloping in. There are many things they can do where they live because the strength of our country is in our neighborhoods and our families.
Thank
and I'm going to keep doing this.
Kasich also pointed out he's the only remaining candidate who won't need on-the-job training as he's already learned how to head the executive branch of a government. I'm Jason Wirt.
The Pentagon is urging North Korea to stop provoking its neighbors and to focus instead on fulfilling its international obligations. The comments came after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reportedly ordered his military to prepare its nuclear weapons for use. A news report from North Korea says Kim wants his military to be ready to carry out preemptive attacks. Amazon is making a film about the rise of the Ku Klux Klan. The company has tapped Joseph Gordon-Levitt to potentially produce and star in the project. You're listening to USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
A new study shows people are saving and investing more, improving the overall state of retirement readiness. John Sweeney is vice president of Fidelity Investments.
We saw that across the board of all age groups, people were saving more as a percentage of their income than they were just 2 years ago. So that's one piece of good news and one driver. The second was that people are thinking the date that they're willing to stop working.
According to Fidelity's Retirement Savings Assessment Study, Americans are in better shape to cover their expenses in retirement than they were a few years ago. The number of people likely to be able to pay for at least essential retirement expenses went up from 38% in 2013 to today's number of 45%. However, more than half are still at risk of being unprepared to completely cover essential living expenses in retirement, such as housing, food, and health care, not to mention facing the possibility of operating in a higher tax bracket. Fidelity Investments Vice President John Sweeney says people should be thinking about retirement early on.
The target savings rate that we'd like every investor to get to is 15% of their income. And so while that may seem like a daunting number, it's really important for people to start saving early, putting a significant portion of their income away towards a retirement goal.
John Sweeney also says thinking about retirement encompasses preparing expenses for retirement.
So for those boomers who are closest to retirement, think about paying off the mortgage and reducing the monthly nut that you need to clear every month so that it's easier to cover with the income that you're generating from your investments.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
for Tuesday came and went, and Dr. Ben Carson did not win any of the primaries or caucuses. In fact, he hasn't won any this year. Now Carson says in a statement he sees no way forward for himself in the 2016 Republican race. He says he will be talking more about his future in a speech on Friday. I'm Chris Barnes.
Relatives of the victims of the San Bernardino terror attack are joining the fight against Apple over the company's refusal to unlock an encrypted iPhone owned by one of the shooters. Six family members filed a legal brief supporting the Justice Department's effort to force Apple to write some software which would unlock the iPhone that belonged to Saeed Farouk. Apple has refused to cooperate, citing privacy issues. According to President Obama, 20 million more Americans now have health insurance, and the uninsured rate has fallen below 10% for the first time. This is USA Radio News.
Eugene McGarry understands this.
QL1, this is Control. Does Lockett Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone? Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own,
saying we don't know if you're the right
copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
Call us.
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Well, I don't know if I would really do it. I would have to listen to that voice really.
Federal prosecutors say 14 more people have been charged in connection with a 2014 standoff between armed protesters and federal agents at a Nevada ranch. A total of 19 people have now been indicted in the case, including ranch owner Cliven Bundy, as well as two of his sons. The charges include assault on a federal agent, conspiracy, and firearms violations. The ranch in Bunkerville, Nevada was the scene of the standoff, which began over the use of federal land and became the symbol of defiance against the government. Bundy's sons are also facing charges for the recent occupation of a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon.
Nursing uniform,
a dog employed to chase birds and animals off the runway at an airport in Traverse City, Michigan, becomes an internet star. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Nearly 4 million people have watched a video of Piper the Border Collie decked out in goggles and a safety vest while a helicopter hovers behind him.
Obviously, the specs are to protect his eyes. There are sunglasses first and foremost. The earmuffs, obviously, are for sound when he's close to an aircraft.
Brian Edwards works alongside Piper every day at Cherry Capital Army Airport in Travis City, Michigan. He says his beloved friend has a very important job.
Piper is a wildlife control canine, and basically what he does is chases away all sorts of wildlife, birds, fox, you name it, from the runways in Texas. Anything that we don't want to come in contact with aircraft.
I'm Tammy Rose.
And I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
By December, he was married to his nurse. I think the thing that struck me the most is how they didn't wait for tomorrow to live their lives, Eugene McGarry said. They were very conscious of how short life could be. A poem in his mother's diary spoke of the generation's sense of urgency to the face of so much loss. Now the time is all your own. Live in love with a will. Place no faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then be still. The clock of life is wound just once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop, at late or every hour. Annie McGarry died in 1989 at the age of 68, and Walter stayed in the house for the rest of his life, dying in 1995 to 1978. McGarry children sold the house and it changed hands several times until it was bought by the Wilsons. Then came the calls, and then came the suitcase. The words penned by his mother, the father had left McGarry with him about things that were never said and personal histories never revealed. This isn't just true for the McGarry family, but for most everybody. We see our parents as parents, not young lovers. We see grandparents as old.
WesternJournalism.com.
I can be so negative. Sometimes my own worst enemy. Sometimes even at my lowest low, you still had hope. When I want to quit, you won't let me. When I'm falling down, you gon' catch me.
Like
like where Tuesday came and went, and Dr. Ben Carson did not win any of the primaries or caucuses. In fact, he hasn't won any this year. Now Carson says in a statement he sees no way forward for himself in the 2016 Republican race. He says he will be talking more about his future in a speech on Friday. I'm Chris Barnes.
Relatives of the victims of the San Bernardino terror attack are joining the fight against Apple over the company's refusal to unlock an encrypted iPhone owned by one of the shooters. Six family members filed a legal brief supporting the Justice Department's effort to force Apple to write some software which would unlock the iPhone that belonged to Saeed Farouk. Apple has refused to cooperate, citing privacy issues. According to President Obama, 20 million more Americans now have health insurance, and the uninsured rate has fallen below 10% for the first time. This is USA Radio News.
Jerry and Gabby Wilson.
201, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone? Negative Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online. Copy that, 201. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there? They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced. RocketMortgageAtQuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Inside Lieutenant Tassar's
federal prosecutors say 14 more people have been charged in connection with a 2014 standoff between armed protesters and federal agents at a Nevada ranch. A total of 19 people have now been indicted in the case, including ranch owner Cliven Bundy, as well as two of his sons. The charges include assault on a federal agent, conspiracy, and firearms violations. The ranch in Bunkerville, Nevada was the scene of the standoff, which began over the use of federal land and became the symbol of defiance against the government. Bundy's sons are also facing charges for the recent occupation of a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon. A dog employed to chase birds and animals off the runway at an airport in Traverse City, Michigan, becomes an internet star. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Nearly 4 million people have watched a video of Piper the Border Collie decked out in goggles and a safety vest while a helicopter hovers behind him.
Obviously, the specs are to protect his eyes. There are sunglasses, first and foremost. Earmuffs, obviously, are for sound when it's close to aircraft.
Brian Edwards works alongside Piper every day at Cherry Capital Airport in Travis City, Michigan. He says his beloved friend has a very important job.
Piper is a wildlife control canine, and basically what he does is chases away all sorts of wildlife, birds, fox, you name it, from the runways and taxiways. Anything that we don't want to come in contact with aircraft.
I'm Tammy Rose.
And I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
At late or every hour. Annie McGarry died in 1989 at the age of 68. And Walter stayed in the house for the rest of his life, dying in 1995 at the age of 79. McGarry children sold the house and it changed hands several times until it was bought by the Wilsons. Then came the call, and then came the suitcase. The words penned by his mother and father have left McGarry wistful about things that were never said, personal histories never revealed. This isn't just true for the McGarry family, but for most everybody. We see our parents as parents, not young lovers. We see grandparents as old people, not keepers of family history.
Every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
We skip the details about the lives of the people closest to us. Quote, it may be we realize we didn't know them as well as we could have, McGarry said. I wish we had asked more questions. I wish they had been more forthcoming, too. But now at least we have this. Not much more that needs to be said, is there? That is my answer.
I can be so negative. Sometimes the whole world's enemy. Sometimes, even at my lowest low, I still have hope. When I wanna cry, you're with me. When I'm falling down, you'll catch me. You bring me down, yeah, you bring me down. Now I'm on my way, and I'm strong enough to say, you gave me wings and told me to fly.
Well, good morning, everyone. Senior can be live from Andrew McCollum's office, 26.
We're in Flemington, New Jersey.
We're down the street from your courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you about Mark on your day, going to work in school, running your errands. You need to be on the net, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air with you. 24-hour talk from the radio station.
In the nation.
Produced by Ken McCollum's. All about Hunter County, New Jersey.
Model and actress.
Good morning, folks.
Episodes. Marcia Monroe.
A little snow. A little luminous.
LaToya Lockett is 35.
Winter showed up today, Mike.
Law 3.
I think that's it. We're going to be in the 60s next week.
35. Jamal Duff from Django and
Chain. Going to enjoy getting out of winter.
Johnny Knox.
It's pretty mild, got to say, right?
Nixon. Empire and Iron
this
Man.
This is Wings.
37.
That's the name of the music, and it's Cinderella. Here's the reason why we're playing that.
John Barrowman is 49.
My guess is it's a celebrity birthday.
Notting Hill. Emma Chambers.
Gotta do weather.
Director of Friday Night Lights.
I was remiss in doing that. Let's get over to do that, and then I'll do the traffic.
Barbara Allen Wood.
Get all that straightened out. Let's find out what's going on with our weather. What's going on with our traffic.
Curious case of Benjamin Elias.
Started with Good Morning Hunter.
Hustle. Robert Lemster is 56. Boogie Nights. Nina Hartley is 57. Got to Be Real. Cheryl Lynn is 59. New York, New York. Nina Hagen is 61.
All right, so here we go. This is the weather from Mother Underground. It's 8:08.
It's 38 is enough. Susan Richardson, 64.
30
sensibility
degrees.
Fleet 64. Don't worry, be happy.
We've got some precipitation happening here. Snow.
Jerry's
percent chance.
Naked Gun movie.
And today is Friday, TGIF, March 4th, 2016. Snow showers this morning.
70.
Partly cloudy later. High 39. Chance of snow, 60%. Snow accumulation.
The Jason and the
Arkansas. Mainly clear tonight.
Sam Donald.
And a low of 24. Winds light.
You like to get your
snow showers early. Sunshine later for the
morning. Good morning at
high 48. Winds light and variable chance of snow. 40%.
All right, Michelle Heidi's up next.
I'm sorry, that was Sunday. Saturday is cloudy, a high of 44. Winds light and variable. Sunday has got the snow showers and a high of 48. And that's it. We're over and done with winter. Mostly sunny skies on Monday the 7th. That's a high of 59. On Tuesday, a high of 67. That's right, a 60 burger on the board. Sunshine and clouds mixed on Tuesday. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies. And the 71 for Wednesday, March 9th. Temperatures in our area. Told you. Winter is out of here. Temperatures in our area. Oh, it's 28 at the county complex, 25 up in the Glen Gardner, 26 in Hampton, 26 in Phillipsburg, 28 in Frenchtown, 30 in Kingwood, 29 in Reddington. Good morning, Hernan, on Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njfin.com. That's njfin.com.
All right, it's time for traffic. HERTTV.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them. Or follow them on Twitter. You got there. All right, let's see what's going on. There's a lot of them that showed up. That's crazy. All right, we have an incident on 78. We'll get to in just a moment. An incident on 78 in Reddington Township. Eastbound accident west of 24. That was at 6:46 this morning. Congestion on 22 and 11. When that happens,
and
everybody's
on the
dealing with a backup on 78 from heavy delays eastbound starting at Cookbury Road and back to Main Street on Lebanon.
Okay,
I'm happy. Incident on 78. This has been going on for quite some
Bobby
time.
Bobby McFerrin's
accident with overturned tractor trailer was actually happening for all
it was happy
closed.
Day a couple
traffic
days ago.
Traffic shoulder delays back to by a couple
well.
Days. His birthday was on the same day. But,
okay.
There you go. And so,
are people happy with the markets? What's going on?
Slyker Road in Lebanon Township. Closed in the area of East Hill Road due to an accident. Icy road conditions. So we're dealing with some stuff here, folks. It's not good. Apparently, it's a lot worse than you thought in certain spots. So you got to drive smart and safe and slow and get to work on time instead of running and racing and winding up in an accident. Okay? So let's take it slow and get through the day. Today and Sunday, and we'll be done. That's Good Morning Huntington, Huntington Radio Traffic.
What happened yesterday with the European Central Bank?
All right, so what is on Huntington Radio.com schedule for today? We're online until 10. We'll have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30. Finally, Michelle and I will get back together here. It's like we had a romantic breakup or something. We'll get her back on, and we'll talk about the markets. They didn't do much yesterday, and we'll find out what's the story.
At
8:40, I talk with Mike. We do movies with Mike, and he gives us insight into three movies, one that's in cinema, one that's a stream or DVD that's come out, and one that's his pick of the week. You're guaranteed one. You usually get three, but sometimes he gives you a caution flag and says, don't waste your money. So we'll listen to him as to what we should watch this week. Susan Lax is in at 10 o'clock talking about her in Helpline. Her show is called Hands Across Canada, and she tells us all about the people and the organizations that Hunter Helpline interfaces with to help you overcome the challenges that you might face in Hunter County. Pat and Steve, Patrick Gregory, Steve Bailey, come on, 11 o'clock in Home Sweet Home, talking about home improvement, and they bring all sorts of ideas and advice about that to make your home safe and secure and also maintained so you're not wasting money or time. Living Consciously, Mr. Bob Burns is on from June.
Yeah,
he's a master clinical hypnotherapist, Mr. Practitioner of neurolinguistic programming, a Reiki master, published author,
trying to figure out why,
and he's a master motivator. He brings you information about living consciously, health issue, law issues. Pat Smith is on from 4 to 5, talking about legal issues in New Jersey, and then she's joined by Bill Wilson and John Manfreda and guests coming on in at 5 to 6, the sports guys, talking about the NBA, the NHL. We got cut downs now. Big news on Roddy White getting cut by the Atlanta and Adrian Peterson getting cut by Texas. And where in the Eagles signed Sam Bradford to a two-year contract. And where is Colin Kaepernick going? All the sports guys will be talking about that from 5 to 6 here on HunchHimber.com. That is the entire HunchHimber.com lineup. It is all there on the HunchHimber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps. Our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back with more Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Can be so negative. Sometimes my own worst enemy. Sometimes even.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
somewhere in the 5 to 6%
Rad Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare, date, and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, and current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rad Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert in numismatics, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-899-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now.
Who was our man that
station
got
information? Listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car.
There you go.
Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Ruth Ann Dissatel. Ceremony officiating
the
celebration of a lifetime.
So yeah, it's,
I joined the chamber, so I can
get to know you really have to know what you're doing. You got
to
know the instruments you're getting involved with, and I've talked about it even with normal bonds. They can be effective. They can be played a la an equity if you are intending to sell them before their maturity.
Exactly.
So that's a catch-22 because some people freak out when they see the bond prices changing when they purchase them and don't realize that it doesn't affect them if they're going to stay to maturity, and then other people don't realize that they're
going to lend you this burn
if they try and sell.
Helping me with BrownRelax.com celebration observances for the month, week, and days.
You know, for this case,
all right, we're into the international section of our.
Like that. So, yeah, you always want to do your research, whether it's on the ethnic side, the fiction side,
International Expect Success Day, International Ideas Month, International Listening Awareness Month, International Earth Month, Irish
Week,
American Heritage Month,
part of the
From Lad
Day thing. Are you running in the
Malignant Hypertension Awareness and Training Month, Music in Our Schools Month, National
Weather
Training Month,
Nice Weather,
National Caffeine Awareness Month, National Cheerleading Safety Month. You ever see those kids now throwing that the one cheerleader up in the air all the time? That is some serious danger right there.
All right, Michelle.
National Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Awareness Month, National Clean Up Your IRS Act Month, National Color Therapy Month, National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, National Craft Month, National Ethics Awareness Month, National Essential Tremor Awareness Month, National Eye Donor Month, National Frozen Food Month, National Multiple Sclerosis Education and Awareness Month, National Kidney Month, National Kite Month, National March into Literacy Month. Had the library show on yesterday. National Noodle Month, National Nutrition Month, National On Hold Month, National Social Work Month, National Umbrella Month, National Women's History Month. For today, or this week, National Cheerleading Week, National Ghostwriters Week, National Pet Sitters Week, National Write a Letter of Appreciation Week, Universal Human Beings Week, Will Eisner Week, Girl Scout Week starts next week, and for today, a ton. This is why I'm blown away. Benjamin Harrison Day, Courageous Follower Day, Dress in Blue Day, Employee Appreciation Day, National Day of Unplugging, World Day of Prayer, Shabbat Across America and Canada, Holy Experiment Day, International Scrapbooking Industry Day, March 4th through Sunday.
New Jersey has been in business for
National Grammar Day.
Highly competitive buyers, gold, silver, and platinum coins.
Old Inauguration Day and Toys Soldier Day. Celebration observances for the month. Week in days from BrandonLux.com. Pick something, get involved.
Bank trust departments in New Jersey and products and services include silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, hemostatic supplies and books, gold, silver, platinum bullion, United States fruit and mint sets, including current issues. From jewelry collectors, experience in
Vitamin C comes from MJ.com.
1-800-819-9875.
And it is book readings help New Jersey diabetic boy seeking service dog. So Sally Graziano of MJ.com reported on the 29th that Factory Fuel has been supporting efforts to bring home a diabetic service dog for a boy whose mother works at a popular spot. And Thursday was another example of this. Flemington author Patty Kirk included the story of James Ruttenberg and service dog Roman in her new book, Magical Dogs, Loving Lessons from Our Canine Companions. She read from the book and signed copies on Thursday at Factory Fuel, and is donating some of the profits from sales of the book to James' family.
When it matters most,
Kerr will be giving two more readings in the near future. She will be at the Hunterdon County Library's headquarters on Route 12 in Meriton Township on Saturday, March 52. Kerr's books also include the story of Quincy, the resident lab of Main Street Bed and Breakfast Inn in Flemington. And Kerr will be there on Monday, March 28th.
All right, it's time to talk with Mike about
some of the proceeds from the book.
Here we go.
It's sales at that.
Mike
be doing
is an independent film reviewer, and he gives us three.
No, authors don't make a lot of money. They might be the Michael Crichtons of the world, and other ones that are up there that we count on all the time. But our local authors don't make a lot of money, and so when they're sitting there putting together a story to bring awareness about a situation locally, and then they're actually taking some of the money that they generate from a book sale and donating that to help. I don't care how much it is. It could be a pittance, but the fact that that person, Mrs. Kerr, is even bothering is just amazing. I mean, that's just the way people get things done around here, and it's always the local folks. It's always the folks who never have quite so much to give, but they give so much anyway. That is why that is vitamin C for today. All right, before we get on to celebrity birthdays, an article here about some closings. Actually, it's only one. Hunterdon County School closings for today. Snow falling lightly. Sally Graziano reports that Crossroads Christian Academy in Franklin Township, 1 hour delayed opening. Doors opening at 9:25 a.m. K through 8 grade students should be in homerooms by 9:45. Preschool begins at 10. That's pretty much it. Everybody else, I think, has either gotten to school already, so it shouldn't be an issue. But there we go. A couple of folks have to maintain some type of change there because of the weather. All right, celebrity birthdays. Let's find out who's got a birthday from March 4th.
We say happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
And these were celebrity birthdays from March 4th from the old disc jockey almanac. Actor X-Men Phil Miller is 21. The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Jenna Boyd, 23. Desperate Housewives, Andrea Bowen is 26. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show model, Erin Heatherton, is 27. Joy Comes in the Morning, Kristen McKenzie, is 28. Josh Bowman is 28. Actor in Revenge.
Piranha 3D, Cody Longo is 28, from James, the Jane Erie. Tamsin Merchant, 29, Keith and Fired Up, Margot Harshman, 30, TV personality, The Hill, Whitney Flort, 31, from Greek, Scott Michael Foster, 31, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Laura Michelle Kelly is 35, Airborne, The Thing to Do, Brittany Powell, 44, Andrea Bendewald is 46, from Suddenly Susan, Chaz Bona, that is son, used to be daughter of Sonny and Cher, he is 47. Lethal Weapon 2, Patsy Kensit is 48, The Matrix Reloaded. Steve Bastoni is 50, Santa Barbara, Stacey Edwards is 51, The Fugitive, The Final Destination, Daniel Roebuck's 53, Wings, Stephen Weber is 55, Lightweight Boxing Champion, Ray Boom Boom Mancini is 55 today, Everybody Loves Raymond, Patricia Heaton is 58, Con Air, McKinney Williamson is 59, Amelia Allen, Resurrection, Dominique Pinion is 61, Golf Champion, Peter Jacobson is 61, SCTV, Catherine O'Hara is 62, TJ Hooker, Adrian Zmed, 62, House and Death Wish 4, Kay Lenny, 63, Emilio Estefan is 63, Miami Sound Machine Percussionist, he's 63. Ron Moss, 64. Cartoon voices in Bolt and The Bold and the Beautiful. Singer Chris Ryan. Fool If You Can Think It's Over. 65. Former LGPA president Judy Dickinson is 66. Yes, bassist Chris Squire is 68. Singer, I Just Want to Cry a Little Bit. Shakin' Stevens is 68. Mr. Hobbs Takes a Vacation. Lil Gentle is 76. Joanne Carner, World Golf Hall of Famer, is 77. And the Stepford Wives, Paula Prentice, 78 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@honeysugar.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. Michelle Heidi's up next. Hang on. This is a Good Morning Hunter. From Chimbura.com. Little Yes on the way out.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
So I think the notion that you can beat Trump by calling him names, I don't think you get there that way.
Republican presidential candidate John Kasich wants to defeat Donald Trump, but disagrees with the approaches taken by Mitt Romney and Marco Rubio.
But I just don't want to go and talk about the size of his hands or what kind of a tan he has. That's not the way to get this done.
The comments came after 2012 GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney called Trump a fraud, a phony, and a bully. The Ohio governor believes that if he does win the upcoming primary in Ohio, his home state, that he'll go on to win the nomination during the GOP convention this summer in Cleveland. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reportedly ordering his military to have its nuclear weapons ready for use. According to a news report from North Korea, Kim wants the military to be prepared to carry out a preemptive strike. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA, and I have fabulous hair. I do. Now I do, at least, because I use Ovation Cell Therapy. The Ovation hair products are absolutely wonderful. You know, they did a customer survey, and over 90% of respondents said they would recommend Ovation hair to a friend. And I'm one of those over 90% people, because I have to tell you, my hair has never looked better. Now, in the winter, you wear a lot of hats, but as we head towards spring, you're going to want to let your locks out so they look luscious. My hair really has never looked better. And I bring it when I travel. I used to always use the shampoo that was in the hotel. No more, because I've never found a shampoo that works better. And I was thrilled when they asked me to actually endorse the product, because I believe in it. And it makes it so easy to say, go for it. Go to OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com, and you'll get a special introductory discount if you click on station ID and pick Angie Austin, Daybreak USA. OvationHair.com. Try it. You'll love it. OvationHair.com.
More indictments for last year's standoff at a Nevada ranch. USA's Chris Barnes brings us the latest.
Federal prosecutors say 14 more people have been charged in connection with a 2014 standoff between armed protesters and federal agents at Clive and Bundy's Nevada ranch. That means a total of 19 people have now been indicted in the case, including Bundy and two of his sons. The charges include assault on a federal agent, conspiracy and firearms violations. That ranch in Bunkerville, Nevada, the scene of the standoff. It started over the use of federal lands and became a symbol of defiance against the federal government. Bundy's sons also now facing charges for the more recent occupation of a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Alright, it's time to talk with Michelle. Michelle and I haven't gotten together in quite some time. Thought we had a romantic breakup there, Michelle.
Exactly. So, took some time off, and the market continued in a little bit of a positive trend. So
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
No major news to report. Actually, I didn't get to report, you know, some good positive news.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because according to UBS, a major bubble burst, and it's good for stocks. The bubble that burst, the negativity bubble.
You know,
I'm like, okay, what a headline.
You know what, though? It's not too far-fetched, because...
No, it's not.
Because
it's not.
You've talked about this numerous times, about the CNBC just preying on everybody's fear, right?
Right.
So, after a while, when the news just isn't there anymore, what do they do? They can't... There's a point when they just have to stop and switch
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly. So. So according to UBS, the global negativity bubble has popped.
Okay.
And then according to UBS, the global negativity bubble has popped.
Okay.
And then according to UBS, the global negativity bubble has popped.
Okay.
And then according to UBS, the global negativity bubble has been off to a pretty good start.
Mm-hmm.
The luck of the Irish, I suppose.
Okay.
And everyone was looking forward to today's jobs report, which just came out, so I'll start with that. We had non-farm payroll totaling 242,000 in February versus the estimate of 190,000. So it came in quite a bit higher than was to be expected. And that was, one of the numbers that folks were continuing to look at because, again, you know, look back to the Fed. When is the Fed going to raise rates again? And based on some of the latest economic data, there was some hope that inflation was starting to edge towards their goal, thus increasing probability of, being a little bit more positive in the U.S. But when you take a look at, the quote-unquote, I don't want to say betting that's going on out there, but basically there's virtually no chance this month with just a 2% probability. But then as we get closer to, November, they're listing it as a 50% chance of a hike and a 62% chance of a hike in December.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure those numbers may change slightly as we continue to get economic data that comes in. If we just pause for a moment to talk a little bit about inflation, because if we look at core consumer price index, which basically strips out food and energy prices, is now at 2.1%. And the PCE gauge, which is more of a measurement in terms of what businesses are selling, and it's usually typically a little bit lower than the CPI, which right now the PCE is at 1.7%.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been causing the inflation? Obviously, it hasn't been energy, but it's been things like healthcare and rent inflation. you know, right now there continues to be very high demand for things like rent, you know, the whole supply-demand, going back to Economics 101.
Wait. So yeah. Now this is interesting, because back when we had the whole housing bubble,
right,
everybody was kind of steered in the direction of don't bother buying rent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
right.
Why would you buy a house if everything's going to go down? If the right. value. So now we steered everybody into the rent, and all of a sudden now we have an inflation in the rent price because of supply and demand, like you said. So you're telling me, now the implication here you're telling me is that people are going to now compare the low rates with renting, and there might be a change in heart in going to buy houses again, which is going to help the housing market.
Right.
Bingo.
Exactly. You know, because if your rent is continuing to increase at a much higher rate than if you were to buy something, you know, and take a look at the corresponding costs of the mortgage, real estate taxes, overhead, and that type of thing.
Right.
So, you know, and speaking, and again, this is just locally, but in speaking to realtors in the area, you know, they're super busy. They said there's, you know, lots of buying and selling that's going on. Things have definitely picked up. Again, we're a very small indication of the entire country, but, and especially now that we are starting to see some wage inflation, so workers are, you know, starting to see a little bit of an increase in that paycheck, even though the first part of the year, a lot of that increase ends up just going right back out to tax. But
right.
but at least we're finally starting to see a little bit of that out there as well. You know, thus people, you know, have a little bit more income to spend, a little bit more of a pocket there. So let's see. What else did I want to cover here? If you take a look at the overseas markets, and I think I mentioned this on Monday, you know, pretty much the U.S. has shrugged at any, you know, negativity coming out of China. It's like we were all panicky, and now all of a sudden it's like, China's economic data continues to come in so-so. So the other day, you know, we had another decline over there, but again, the U.S. just kind of, you know, yawned and said, oh, that's all right, we're just going to focus on the U.S. Last night in overnight trading, we did have the Asian Pacific markets a little bit higher. The yuan is strengthening against the dollar a little bit. Over in Europe, we currently have the European markets trading, you know, anywhere from 0.75% to about, you know, 0.85%. And then here in the U.S., as I mentioned, the futures are green, and they pretty much are where they were before the jobs report. So the Dow futures right now are up 32, S&P futures up just under 4, NASDAQ up about 12.5. So it looks like we'll probably open in the green today. Again, the major data everyone was looking for this morning is already released. Excuse me. I apologize for that. Then we'll see how we go into the weekend. But like I said, it looks like at least so far the kickoff of March has been positive. So the investor psychology has definitely changed a little bit from panic mode into, all right, let's take a look and absorb the facts mode.
Yeah. Well, you know, we took such a... I haven't really done the math, but we did go down to 10%, right?
Right.
Overall.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing that Joe's been and you have been talking about for years.
Right.
You know, the 10% correction. So we got that, and you know, last week I was telling you about how we hit the floor and we didn't break through it, and so yeah, now we're on up on our way up. Now here's the thing: there up at the top of the end of last year, there was a couple of wiggles there, and there's a bottom part of that. So we're gonna hit that resistance and see where we go next. Now my guess is we're gonna hit that, come down, and it looks like we're on an upward trajectory. We have pretty much find the fact that we weren't going any lower than where we were about a week or so ago. So
right, exactly.
So, and that coincides with you were saying the negativity has disappeared, and we went through 2 months of nonsense, and now we're in March, and now we got between March and May before the rest of the next fun and games goes on. Because right, so in May go away, right? That's the next thing.
Right, exactly.
So. All right, well, that's cool. So maybe we can talk some people into getting some courage to put some money in, back into the markets.
Exactly, so. Exactly. You know, people always like to sit on the sidelines and, you know, sometimes get a little bit too absorbed in the information, and by then, a little bit too late, there's an opportunity again.
Yep.
You know, we're within the 10%, the 52-week high. Yep. Definitely still opportunities out there in spaces.
Cool. All right, Michelle, thank you very much. I was telling you off air, but on air, we got some snow today. It's a little slick out there. We had some accidents in 78 in Lebanon, but it's all going to go away and later on in the afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy. And then 71 on Wednesday, 67 on Tuesday. So this is it. The big hurrah of winter is over.
So, all right.
an early Easter and an early spring. This is the way it's going to work this year.
All right, that'll be nice.
All right.
All right.
You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
I'll see you on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heidi from Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Sundays of our Money Show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays on Hunter Radio. You can check the archives out there, and Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter on Jimmer.com. You know, there's this guy, his name is Vivaldi, and he created this program called Four Seasons, and this is spring. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Alright, it's time to talk with my friend Mike. He's the independent film reviewer. We got him on the line. I'm going to to throw it at you anyway. Academy Awards. I know, yeah. I know.
What about them?
Well, I was talking to you off air, and you were telling me how the wake-up call appears to have finally happened, where people are very frustrated with the outcome of the nominations now. So is it bittersweet for Leo that he won, even though there's this huge uproar and protest? Have you been speaking to Leo recently?
We're not, but he knows why. He's willing to admit that, you know, then perhaps we can go forward. But that aside, I do not think that Leo's moment was in any way tainted or tarnished by those controversies, no.
Okay.
I was just struck by the sense of joy that many fans had at his finally winning. You know, he seems personally invested in that, which I find odd. not to take away from him, you know, his winning and his career and so forth, as if I could, but, you know, just the people that genuinely just so happy for him and relieved and you know, it's an interesting phenomenon, to say the least.
Yep. All right. Well, we got it. It's over and done with. We'll be on to 89 next year. I was watching the monologue by Chris Rock, and, man, I got to give him creds, man. I don't know who wrote it. Maybe he wrote most of it, but he was taking it right on, man. He took the whole controversy right on the nose.
You know, I'm sure. I would think that he wrote it. He wrote his own stuff, so I assume this is no different.
Right.
But yeah, he is to be commended for that, and you know, it was the thing to do. It's just remarkable now that in the age we find ourselves that. You know, everyone, the world at large, can now weigh in instantaneously on just about anything, for good or ill, which I again find rather remarkable.
Yep. Okay. All right. So we move on to your reviews today. I knew I got to get a weigh in on there. So what did we look at the theater this week?
The Lady in the Van.
Lady in the Van. Okay,
this is PG-13. It's directed by Nicholas Heitner. It stars Maggie Smith, Alex Jennings, and it is the somewhat true story of Alex Jennings, who is a playwright living in Camden Town in London, which is rather exclusive, and the Lady in the Van of the title, who is a homeless woman who has her van parked in the neighborhood and decides that she's going to park near Mr. Bennett's home, and they get to know each other, and he decides to let her park in his drive, and she stays there for many years. And who is Miss Shepherd, and how did she get homeless, and how did Mr. Bennett, who was a successful playwright, and a rather reticent man in some ways, their relationship, and this is so well done, and a remarkable performance by Maggie Smith, and it doesn't stint on sort of the, you know, she is in fact homeless, and she's not homeless in a quaint, Capra-esque sort of way. She's not. She's homeless, and that can get pretty, you know, dicey at times, but she, you know, she has a certain spirit, and it's Maggie Smith, and so Miss Smith can really do no wrong. And we have Alan Bennett presented as the writer who writes and the writer who lives the life, and that's done by he actually has conversations with himself as if there are two other actors, and that's quite well done. And while it doesn't stint on sort of the inevitability and difficulty of old age, it's still rather remarkable and fun, and people should see it.